Good morning, I'm Paul Rasmussen from KDKA in Pittsburgh, and here are the top stories we're following on Wednesday, May 16th. Scott Wagner is the winner of the Republican nomination for governor in Tuesday's primary election and will challenge Democratic incumbent Tom Wolf in November.
I want to thank the voters of Pennsylvania for nominating Jeff and I tonight.
He's referring to Jeff Bartos, who won the GOP nomination for lieutenant governor. Wagner won a nasty three-candidate race, defeating Paul Mango and Laura Ellsworth. Braddock Mayor John Fetterman easily won the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor. With that story, KDKA Radio's Melinda Roeder.
He beat out a field of five candidates.
As much of an honor as this is to be selected tonight, again, nothing will ever compare to the honor of being elected mayor for four terms as mayor of Braddock.
Fetterman raked in more than 40% of the votes, about twice as many as incumbent Mike Stack. Political analysts like Terry Madonna from Franklin and Marshall College say it's no secret Stack and Governor Wolf were never a team.
Governor Wolf, if he said two words to Stack the entire almost four years he was in office, it would be three words too many.
And Fetterman was the only candidate from Western PA. Melinda Roeder, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Republicans picked a staunch supporter of President Trump as their party's nominee for U.S. Senate. Congressman Lou Barletta will be taking on incumbent Democrat Bob Casey in the general election. Rick Saccone lost his second election in 9 weeks, this time in the new 14th Congressional District. State Senator Guy Reschenthaler won the Republican nomination and will be facing Democrat Bibiana Boreo in November. KDKA-TV's John Delano.
You'll end up with, I think, a very interesting fall election where the Democrats think they have a shot at doing a, quote, Connor Lamb, unquote.
Lamb upset Saccone in a special election in the old 18th district. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.